morning, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. A little bit of Foles to kick off your evening. We're here on the Yellow Bridge Road, Sunday, 8 p.m. What a busy week it's been, folks. I don't know if you've been at venues all over town, but I certainly have. April is just that kind of time. If you're kind of, you know, in music in Kingston, it's a lot of last shows, goodbyes, a lot of, you know, stuff of that sort. I've been to, I think, three or four, five shows maybe this weekend alone, starting with some of the really cool alehouse shows that we had with bands like Carnelian, Clay Pigeons, and a lot of just kind of, you know, goodbyes being said, basically. It was a show that was called Ales and Amps, happening at the alehouse. I'm just very happy to see student bands, you know, bands that are trying to establish themselves, not yet there, but you know, they're getting started, they're on their way. I'm so happy to see those bands being able to play, you know, to bigger crowds like this at the alehouse. So that was one that happened on Thursday, with some really, really cool music. And I think, you know, people come to these shows and they really just fall in love with bands that are going to be around for the rest of the year, for the next year, you know. And it's a great way to give them that first platform. There were a lot of other final shows on Friday as well. There were some beginnings as well. On Friday, we went for an EP release show, actually, of Sons of Rick, friends of the show who've been here so many times. Saturday saw Evan Jackson's album release show. So some beginnings, but also other endings. Ducks in the Attic played their final show ever. Rev Z played their final show ever. So it's a mixed week. It's also a busy week for shows. But amidst all of this, I do have great new music out of the UK to play you, just to kind of take your mind off of those finals, take your mind away for a little while, just ease your tensions as you kind of enter that last leg and deal with all those mixed feelings. So we're going to have some good music on the show tonight, as we always do. Some of it will maybe help you address those fears. Other ones which are just going to make you dance and feel amazing. Okay, so we started off with something that I think just sounds so classically indie sleaze, you know, of that time period. Reminds me a little bit of, you know, that post Block Party, post Helicopter kind of era. This is from 2008, though. It's from Foles' debut album, which they sent to us actually a little bit after it came out. So just to tell you a little bit about it, Antidotes came out sort of end of March in 2008, and we got it in May, and I just thought it was a good one to play because it's sort of around the release day, and I'm liking just pulling off a couple of things from the shelves and bringing you a little bit of music that we've been sent over the years, because the CFRC music library is so huge. If you're just tuning in and joining us, I did forget to introduce myself. I'm your host, Rue, here with you live at least for another month. After that, I'm personally moving to Toronto as well, so we'll see what happens to this show. But until then, we're going to be enjoying lots of great music, you know. I want to fit in as much of it as we possibly can. So we started with a bit of Foles, heard their wonderful song Cassius, one of the singles that was on that album. Just like upbeat, fun stuff. We're going to be playing a little bit of C-Matt as well, the Irish Dublin musician who's just announced her next album that's going to be coming out. She's always been great at album names, I'll be honest with you. Like, she's had Crazy Mad for Me, she's had If My Wife Knew, but new spelled N-E-W, knew about this, I'd Be Dead. And she's now announced her latest album called Euro Country that's going to be coming out on the 29th of August. And, you know, C-Matt has never shied away from calling herself a country musician and also a lover of country music. And she's sort of, you know, while her music does range from indie, alternative, pop, to stuff that maybe has a twang of kind of country on it as well, and her incredible voice over the top, she's sort of embraced the country tag more explicitly, I think, this time, because she's saying that this album is about her kind of leaning into European country music, as it were. And you can sort of see it in the cover artwork as well. It looks very much like something that's taken out of a Grimm's Brother fairy tale, maybe. That sort of artwork. And she's announced the first single from the album, Running Planning, that we've had for about half a week now, came out on Tuesday. It's really good. It's really catchy. It's going to be stuck in your head. So we're going to be listening to that. And if you like what you hear, or you're already a CMAT fan, you know, you should get yourself a ticket to go see her, because she's going to be playing in Toronto in September, the 15th of September, I think the date is, and she's coming to the concert hall, and I'm sure it's going to be a really good show. I think Yard Act were a band that I saw at the concert hall, and that is, it's a small enough venue to feel intimate, but big enough that you're really going to enjoy hearing these choruses out there. And then I've also got some music from Anthony Smirek, who found himself, you know, he released his debut album last month, 13th of March. I love the name, Service Station at the End. A service station at the end of the universe. Not the road, not the city, not town, the whole universe. And it's actually done really well in the charts for an album of, you know, that kind, because he's a kind of indie dance guy. He's had a really interesting journey going from being a school teacher, basically, and kind of like, you know, I think he was sort of inspiring his students and then kind of ended up getting inspired by them as well to just go out there, pursue his dreams, basically, you know, and kind of rip off that cloak of, you know, safety and comfort and all of that and just take a chance on being a musician. So he's there now. He had he hit number one on the UK dance album charts. He was number one on the vinyls charts. Had a great time in like the normal album charts as well. And so it's just been a great time to be Anthony Smirek. The album's called Service Station at the End of the Road. And I want to play us one of the singles that kind of has been stuck in my head for a little while. It's called Rafters. All that coming up for you. We're going to be listening to, let's listen to that first, and then we'll have a bit of Running Planning by CMAT. So first of all, here's Anthony Smirek, Rafters, coming up for you right now on CFRC.
The bass shakes loose a single piece of confetti from the rafters, the ghost of the party the night before, and you're the only one who notices that he catches the light. You did say you were looking for a sign and this might be it, spinning out over a first kiss, dodging a thrown pint pot and recalibrating its elliptics. She leans in, we're gonna miss that last train. Birthday surprise, hollowed out cardboard cake with a strippogram inside, damp flex collected on church steps. It was quite the entrance, they all said. Yeah, I worked out the meaning of everything. I used to get by so easy, now I'm crumbling. And I learned how to forget it when I watched that paper square come dancing from the ceiling. And my doubts just disappeared, and my doubts just... Yeah, and my doubts just... It was either the first or the last of its kind. You either jump the gun or you take a lifetime to decide. Don't say I didn't warn you. The patron saint of Withington tries it on with a pound shop Jerry Horner. And it's all of us, that little paper square. Bad timing incarnate, too little too late, falling from the rafters. You're here right now, doesn't matter where you're going after. If your mate jumped off a cliff, you wouldn't try and hit the ground faster. Exactly. This one's for those who turned left and kept the head. Thanks for asking. I worked out the meaning of everything. I used to get by so easy, now I'm crumbling. But I learned how to forget it when I watched that paper square come dancing from the ceiling, and my doubts just disappeared. Yeah. And all of a sudden there's this natural light pouring through the windows. We're alive amongst the dust. I am you and you are one of us. And nothing has to mean anything. I worked out the meaning of everything. I used to get by so easy. Now I'm crumbling. And I learned how to forget it when I watched that paper square come dancing from the ceiling. And my doubts just disappeared. I worked out the meaning of everything. I used to get by so easy. Crumbling, and I learned how to forget it when I watched that paper square come dancing from the ceiling, and my doubts just disappeared. my doubts just.
That's from her Euro Country album that's coming out in August, end of August, really, after which she's going to be making a trip down very shortly to Toronto to be playing one show there. And we also heard a bit of Anthony Smirek on the last set. And if you're going to be going looking for him, you're going to need the spelling. It's Anthony, but his last name is spelled S-Z-M-I-E-R-E-K. but good album. Service Station at the End of the Universe. New kind of electro indie or indie dance or whatever the word for it is now. But yeah, that was what we had to just kick off this first kind of set of big-ish music. And we're going to be delving into other releases that have been coming here and there around the UK. We have some music from a band called Caroline, and this is a band that's been going for a little while now. They started in 2017, roundabouts London, and they kind of fit into that post-rock sphere of music quite well. They're an eight-piece band. They kind of combine elements of, you know, like the kind of like washy, shoegazy post-rock, bit of folk music here and there, lots of other influences. And I know some of you are thinking, you're talking about post-rock when there's Mogwai playing underneath. We'll talk about Mogwai a bit later. And this band doesn't say they take inspiration from Mogwai, but I think you can sort of hear a little bit in their music, maybe more Godspeed than Mogwai, really. But they've been working away on stuff, you know, for these last, how many ever years it's been since 2017, kind of the last half decade. They've been working away on music, releasing a couple of singles, did some stuff like the NPR Tiny Desk and all, and they did gain quite a few fans doing all of that. So now that they've put out this single, which is called Total Euphoria, people are quite excited for it. It's the first thing that they've put out in about 3 years' time, really. Their last was just a little single that came out in 2022 called Peak Chroma. So this is the first we've heard from them in a little while. And I think it's only like their fourth single overall. So we're getting there. So, you know, this is coming out. You can find it on their Bandcamp page. They are at caroline.bandcamp.com. Incredible that they got that that URL. Oh, I should say, by the way, it's their fourth or whatever single, but they did have an album in 2022. Forgot to mention that. Anyway, moving on, we have other music from... We're going up now to Perth in Scotland. Going to be listening to music from a band called Parliamo, spelled P-A-R-L-I-A-M-O. You can find them on Bandcamp as well under the exact same name. They put out a new single called Every Ounce that we're going to be listening to. And then album release from a friend of the show, Don't Make This Weird, who some of you might remember I caught up with at North by Northeast last year. He was the headliner of this kind of British showcase that was happening at the Paddock Tavern. And we talked about his music, kind of bringing in inspirations and influences from Wales, Cardiff, where he's from. And a couple of the songs that we talked about are in fact on this album. So if you've been waiting, here it comes. Don't Make This Weird, album self-titled. We're going to be listening to his song Amnesia. But first, let's start off with Caroline. This is Total Euphoria coming up for you here on CFRC. We'll be right back.
Pictures of my past life, then my battery dies. See my own eyes, I'm looking right back at me, staring in a cracked screen. Babe, it's just you and me. You'll never be alone. Look at the sunrise, feel the wonder of life. I think I wanted to die. Now I feel so alive.
Welcome back, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Just heard some great new music on the last set. New releases from Caroline, the band, and Weave, who's going to be on at 9:30. We were discussing behind the scenes. That song reminds me a lot of the sort of the second album era of Broken Social Scene. You know, we see you guys. We see you, Caroline. This was their single, Total Euphoria. Their first release in like 2.5 years, 3 years. We also had some music from the Perth band, Parliamo, not the Perth in Australia, but the Perth up in Scotland. And then we also had the brand new album by Don't Make This Weird, a Cardiff-born, London-based musician now, who's just been putting out really cool pop music that maybe kind of veers towards a bit of hyperpop, and his new album's just come out. It's called, self-titled, Don't Make This Weird. We just heard the song Amnesia. You can also find him on Bandcamp, by the way. He is at don'tmakethisweird.bandcamp.com, and you can find a bunch of the singles from the album on there. We've got some new music now from Norwich, a band that we have played on the show quite recently, actually, called Howitzer, and they've just put out a new single called Howitzer, which we're going to be listening to. If you go and check out the single on streamings and such, they've got that as the A-side and a B-side as well. So, you know, there's more. So go listen to the whole thing. The B-side's called Idle, Wannabe Idle. But the first one is idle as in not active, and the second one is idle as in someone you look up to. We're also going to be playing some music from the Glasgow alternative band, punk band, pop punk band, kind of varies, called Uninvited. They're a cool four-piece, and they've just put out a song called Snake Charmer, which we're going to be listening to. They're a really cool band, so you should check this out. You can find them as well on Bandcamp. They are at... I lost the Bandcamp page. I'll tell you in just a second. But we also have a band called Florentines on this set, a band from Manchester who put out a single called Gone. And they are at Florentines, spelled F-L-O-R-E-N-T-E-N-E-S. And you can find their single out there. So do go check that out. We'll come back and we'll talk more about music. I mean, we've been saying, you know, live music and so and all that stuff. I've been at a lot of live shows, as a lot of you probably know. But there's been other news as well in kind of music, and this was stuff I meant to do last week. But if you're unaware, we had a giant ice storm that basically knocked out power at the station, and so nobody could do a show on Sunday, really. So I'm bringing it up to this week. We have had the sort of first music festival that kicks off the summer of music in Europe, at least, kind of generally everywhere as well. BBC's Six Music Festival, which has been taking place for the last few months, actually, up in Manchester. And they always bring an interesting lineup of musicians. This year, you know, they had artists like the American musician Perfume Genius. On the other hand, they also had a band like Ezra Collective, who really just, you know, brought that community feeling. I was listening back to their set, and there was one thing that they did at the beginning of their show that I guess they do at all of their shows now, is as they come on stage, say their hellos to the crowd, introduce the band, they take a second and just ask everyone to stop and say hello to the person standing next to them, because they say that it's a very community-based show, and that's what the vibe is. You're going to be dancing together. You're going to be, you know, looking out for each other and everything they say. So they stop the show right at the beginning and they get everybody to just, you know, say hi's, hellos, just check in on the person next to you and make a new friend, which I thought was really interesting. And they also brought out, you know, they've been talking about youth choirs and stuff for a really long time and promoting, you know, youth clubs in general, but youth clubs kind of working in music and, you know, giving kids something to look forward to, basically. And so they had one of them join them up on stage in Manchester. And it was just a really lovely moment. So I want to bring us a few tracks by artists that played at the Six Music Festival. And I might just be, you know, sprinkling them in throughout the show. So that's going to be coming up for you. But first, let me tell you what we're going to be listening to. Like I said, Howitzer coming up with their song Howitzer, Uninvited with a brand new song called Snake Charmer, and the Manchester band Florentines, who've actually put out a new song that you won't find on their Bandcamp page, but I'm going to be playing for us, called Fuel for the Flame. That's coming up for us. So let's get started with Howitzer coming up right now on CFRC.
2, 3, 4! We'll be right back. choke up a little bit. Blood gush from my lip. Think you might have got the thick of it. Short end of the stick. I'm a monster, I'm a liar. I get everything I want. I'm a twisted motherfucker. Kiss the ground I walk upon. It goes like this.
I'm
Florentines, that was a song called Fuel for the Flame, folks. Brand new music for you out of Manchester. And we also had some great new music out there from the north. Uninvited from Glasgow, that we also played on the last set with the new song called Snake Charmer. I really enjoyed that last song, Florentines. You should definitely go check them out. You know, they're kind of, they're like soloing all over the place and just making really good, fun, heavy rock music. And they're a fairly new band as well, like in terms of releases and such. They've been going since 2023, released a few singles, released an EP last year. And this has sort of been the next set of singles that's been coming out. So do go listen to them. They're a really cool band. We're coming down to London for the next little bit of the show. I'm going to be playing us music from a London band called Aint, and I mean that like A-I-N apostrophe and T, like the word. And believe you me, you would think that's an uncommon band name, but I've found at least two bands with the same name on Bandcamp. And from my best guesses and estimates, I'm going with the one that seems to match up the most to the band that I'm going to be playing for us, which is a band who you can find at aintband.bandcamp.com. This is their third single. It's called Pirouette, and we're going to be listening to that. They're on a couple of festival lineups and such later this year as well, so interesting times for them. Also going to be playing us a song that's not technically new. It's been out, I think, almost a year now. It's by a Brighton punk band called Rizzas, if I'm saying that right. It's spelled R-I-Z-Z-A-S. And I just felt like this song made me laugh, and so I had to pick it. It's called Bank Account Blues, kind of like ska punk, but like a lament on the bank account blues, basically. And it's the second single that this band has put out. So again, really new band. We're going to be listening to them. Their name's Rizzas. And then, like I promised you, we're going to go a little bit into the Six Music Festival tracks. Happened now 2 weeks ago, which we weren't able to get to last week because the ice storm basically knocked us off air for all of late Saturday and Sunday. And as we've been clearing away the icicles and stuff, I have more music for you. So we're going to go to Jasmine Forti, who was one of the new artists who played, who also had a really good run at South by Southwest, where she was performing at one of the British showcases. And it's come home now. The Jasmine Forti act has come home. I'm going to be playing us the song Elephant from her performance at Six Music Festival. You can find her and the wonderful album, debut album that she released called You Are the Morning at jasmine4t.bandcamp.com. That from Manchester, and Jasmine herself from Manchester. So all of that coming up for you very shortly on CFRC. We're going to be starting off with Aint with their song Pirouette, coming up right now.
No. We're gonna play Elephant.
Oh.